Welcome to Prophecy Today with your Bible teacher, Dr. Jimmy DeYoung. Our goal at Prophecy Today is to reach the world with the news that Jesus is returning soon and to encourage Christians to live a pure and productive life in light of His imminent return. Jimmy, tell us what we can expect from today's broadcast.
Jay, today we conclude our study on the judgment seat of Christ. You know, the Bible tells us that all Christians will stand at the judgment seat of Christ to be judged for the works that we have done for the Lord after we got saved. By the way, our rewards determine our service for the Lord in eternity future. The judgment seat of Christ happens at the moment after the rapture, and the rapture could happen at any moment. We must be ready for the rapture and the judgment seat of Christ. Your question may be, how close are both of these events? Well, that's our study for today. Please go to Ezekiel chapter 37 as we determine how close we may well be to the judgment seat of Christ.
Thank you, Jimmy. And now our Bible teacher, Dr. Jimmy DeYoung.
How close are we to that judgment seat of Christ? Go back to the book of Ezekiel. The book of Ezekiel. And go to chapter 37. Let me show you three little evidences of how close we are. I'm not going in depth on any of these topics that I'm going to give you. I'm going to simply introduce it to you and let you then work it out in your study. Ezekiel chapter 37. You know, Ezekiel 37 is the time when Jesus Christ appears to the prophet Ezekiel. He takes him to a valley full of dry bones. There in the valley of dry bones, he asks Ezekiel a very interesting question. Can these bones live again, Ezekiel? I love the answer. Notice here in verse 3, the Lord asked Ezekiel, he calls him the Son of Man, that's his name. He's asking Ezekiel, can these bones live? And he said unto me, Son of Man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord, thou knowest. Like, God, why are you wasting your time asking me about these bones if they can live? You know the answer. Why are you asking me that question? And then you know what the Lord says without beating a beat? Hey, Ezekiel, I want you to preach, man. Preach to the bones. Now, can you imagine preaching to a valley of dry bones? But old Ezekiel started to preach, and all the bones started coming together. And old Ezekiel said, man, that's pretty good preaching. Hallelujah. God said, preach on, Ezekiel. And he preached on. Skin came flying out of the sky and covered his bones. And God said, you're not finished preaching. Preach to the wind. And he preached to the wind. And the wind came down and filled these flesh-covered bones, and they stood up like a mighty army. Look what the text says. Verse 7. And so I prophesied, I was commanded, and I prophesied, and there was a noise, and behold, a shaking, and the bones came together, bone to his bone. That's the regathering of these bones. Verse 8. And when I beheld, lo, the sinew and the flesh came upon them, and the skin covered them from above, but there was no breath in them. That's the restoration of these bones. And verse 9. And then he said unto me, prophesy unto the wind, prophesy, son of man. Verse 10. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came in unto them, and they lived, and they stood upon their feet, an exceeding great army. By the way, that is apocalyptic literature if you did not recognize it already. The Lord is using a symbol to communicate an absolute truth. The bones coming together, the flesh on the bones, the breath of life being breathed into these flesh-covered bones. Now, what's the principle for interpreting a piece of apocalyptic literature? Keep reading the Word of God. We read through verse 10. Look at verse 11. Then he said unto me, son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. What he's talking about here, he's telling Ezekiel, Ezekiel, the bones are the Jewish people scattered to the four corners of the earth for 2,000 years. You preach, there will be a regathering and these bones will come together. Keep on preaching. Preach the skin down and these skin will come and cover these bones that have connected. And that's the restoration of a Jewish state. And then he said, preach unto the wind. Let the wind fill these flesh-covered bones. That's the regeneration of the Jewish people, all in the program of God. And this has been happening. May I tell you one incident? I could give you thousands. One incident. May the 24th, 1991, Judy and I have been living for 5 months in Jerusalem. We're both fully credentialed journalists. A journalist listens to other news gathering organizations to make sure he's on top of all the news. I would always choose to listen to the BBC, British Broadcasting Corporation. And so it's a Friday afternoon, May the 24th. Shabbat is about to begin. All of a sudden, I hear the broadcaster say, Operation Solomon is underway. I found out what Operation Solomon was. 42 aircraft took off from Ben Gurion Airport, flew across southern Israel, the Red Sea, northern Africa, into Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. Meanwhile, in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, 15,000 Jews had made their way to the airport. In the next 24 hours, the greatest airlift to ever happen in the world, they airlifted all 15,000 in 24 hours back to Israel. At one time, there were 28 planes in the air. One 747 carries about 500 people. They took out all the seats. They put 1,087 people on that airplane. While the plane was flying from Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, into Jerusalem, while the plane was in the air, 7 babies were born on the airplane. They landed in Jerusalem. They went to this one location. Judy said to me, honey, they're getting ready to eat downstairs. Why don't we go help them? And so we went downstairs. Here are these thousands of Ethiopians. In front of them, a plate with a boiled egg, a container of yogurt, olives and cucumbers and tomatoes and onions, just normal Israeli fare. They didn't know what to do. You remember, the Ethiopians were starving. One of the reasons for that 24-hour airlift to get them into Israel is so they could sustain life. They didn't know what a boiled egg was. And so I walked up to this old man. I took the boiled egg, cracked it, peeled it, showed him how to eat it. And it started to catch on. I went over to this lady, had a baby strapped on her back. I carefully opened the yogurt container, took a spoon, started feeding the baby, started feeding her. And that started to catch on. And while I was standing there, the tears were streaming down my cheeks because I thought of Zephaniah chapter 3, where it says, in the end times, I will reach into Ethiopia. I will get my prize and bring him to Jerusalem. We were touching the fulfillment of prophecy. Out of 108 nations of the world, these Jews have been coming into the land. Bones regathered, flesh on the bones, the process of regeneration. Hey, look here at the next thing, verse 15. And then the word of the Lord came again unto me, saying, moreover, thou son of man, take thee one stick and write upon it for Judah and for the children of Israel, his companions. Then take another stick and write upon it for Joseph, the stick of Ephraim, and for all the house of Israel, his companions. And join them one unto another into one stick, and they shall become one in thy hand. Here's what Ezekiel's told to do. Take two sticks. On one stick, put Judah. On the other stick, put Israel. And then take the two sticks and put them in your hand. And while the two sticks in your hand, the two sticks will become one. Now, many prophecy teachers and commentators have said what that's talking about is the 10 lost tribes. They're out there someplace. The two tribes of Judah, Benjamin and Judah, they're already in Israel. Those 10 lost tribes are going to be found in the last days that will be joined together with those two tribes of Judah. That is not correct because there's no such thing as 10 lost tribes. No such thing according to the Word of God. Mark it down. Book of Ezra, chapter 2. Remember Ezra 1, Cyrus is raised to allow the Jews to return to the land and build their temple. Chapter 2, it lists the 49,897 Jews that came back. They list their families and where they lived. You study them, and they are parts of all 12 tribes. Once the temple is built, Ezra chapter 6, they have a dedicatory service. In that dedicatory service, you know what they do? They sacrifice 12 he-goats for the 12 tribes of Israel. When Jesus Christ is sending his disciples out, Matthew chapter 10, verse 5, he says, don't go to the Gentiles, verse 6. Go to the whole house of Israel. Why? Because the whole house of Israel, all 12 tribes were back in the land. When you come over to Acts chapter 2, verse 5, on the day of Pentecost, there were Jews from every nation of the world in Jerusalem for that feast day. All 12 tribes are back in the land. They've been back in the land for over 2,500 years. So what is this prophecy talking about? What this is teaching, in the future, after the rapture of the church, there will be two Jewish states. In my briefcase, I have a constitution for the state of Judah. On the phone, less than an hour ago, I was talking to one of the major players, Rabbi Yoel Karen, who's responsible for putting the infrastructure together for the second Jewish state called Judah. He works for Baruch ben Joseph, one of the leading attorneys in Jerusalem, who was the man quoted by the Jerusalem Post, not some prophecy book, the Jerusalem Post, and he said this: the only solution we have to the Gentile world wanting to destroy the Jewish, they're going to form a second Jewish state, Judah. It's ready right now. One more thing, chapter 35. Chapter 35 is a judgment against Mount Seir. You need to study chapter 35 sometime. Who is Mount Seir? 36th chapter of the book of Genesis says Mount Seir is where God sent Edom. Edom, Esau, the twin brother of Jacob. And in their mother's womb, God told Rebecca, there'll be two nations in your womb. Jacob becomes Israel. Esau, he becomes the father of the Palestinian people. I can trace it from Esau to the Palestinian people today. Look what it says. Here's the reason they're going to be judged. Verse 5. Because thou hast a perpetual hatred and hast shed the blood of the children of Israel by the force of the sword. They're the ones that went to live in Mount Seir. Look at verse 10. Because thou hast said, notice this, these two nations, Judah, Israel, these two nations and these two countries shall be mine, and we will possess it, whereas the Lord was there. This is a prophecy of the Palestinian people. Malachi chapter 1, Jeremiah chapter 49, and also the little book of Obadiah says these people will come back. Today on my radio broadcast, I talk with the man who watches the Palestinian media. I ask him about the Palestinians, listen, setting their own borders as we speak, the borders for their Palestinian state. You know what Malachi 1 says? They'll return, they'll rebuild, and I'll call their borders the borders of wickedness. The Jews from around the world gather in Israel, the land of their forefathers. He gives it to them. They will come from every place. But because of world political leaders, they'll divide into two states. And the Palestinians will rise up to kill them and to take those two states. That happens right after the rapture, after the judgment seat of Christ. That's how close we are to that event. Better be making preparations for that time.
We must be preparing for the judgment seat of Christ. It follows the rapture, and according to our study in Ezekiel today, the rapture could happen at any moment. Then the judgment seat of Christ. The judgment seat of Christ is going to be an awesome time. Please make ready for it today. Next week, we'll begin a brand new study. We'll answer the question, where is the United States in Bible prophecy? Please don't miss this study. Right now, here's Jay to tell you how you can get your copy of our study on the judgment seat of Christ.
Thank you, Jimmy. We'll definitely be looking forward to next week's study. By the way, if you're interested in purchasing your copy of this week's study, you can visit our website at prophecytoday.com. You've been listening to Prophecy Today with Dr. Jimmy DeYoung. We trust that you have enjoyed this time in God's prophetic word and that Jimmy's teaching has been beneficial for you. Once again, to get a copy of today's broadcast, visit our website at prophecytoday.com. Remember, Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up. Until...